Chapter 22. I tried frantically to scramble up from the mud, but I slipped again and tumbled forward with a splat. He's got me now, I thought. The werewolf has got me now. I cannot escape. My muscles all froze in panic. I struggled to crawl away. I turned back, expecting the hermit to grab me. But he had stopped several yards away. The turkey dangled to the ground as he stared down at me, a strange grin on his weathered face. Where is Wolf? I wondered. Wolf had been growling furiously at the swamp hermit. Why hadn't Wolf attacked?
Help! Will! Cassie! I called desperately.
Silence. They were gone. They were both probably out of the swamp by now, running for home. I was alone. Alone to face the hermit. I stumbled to my feet, my eyes locked on his. Why was he grinning at me like that?
Go on. Go, he murmured, gesturing with his free hand. Just teasing you.
What? My voice came out tiny and frightened.
Go. I'm not going to bite you, he said.
His grin faded. The light seemed to dim in his shiny black eyes. Wolf appeared behind him. The dog gazed up at the hermit, then lowered his eyes to the dead turkey. He barked once, a shrill yip. But I could see that Wolf had relaxed. He had no intention of attacking the hermit.
This dog yours?
The hermit asked, eyeing Wolf warily.
Yeah, I replied, still breathing hard. I found him.
Watch out for him, the hermit said sharply.
Then he turned, and hoisting the large bird on his shoulder, headed back into the weeds.
What, watch out for him?
I stammered. What do you mean? But the hermit didn't reply. I could hear him brushing the tall weeds away as he disappeared back into the swamp.
What do you mean?
I called after him. But he was gone. The swamp was silent now, except for the chirping and clicking of insects and the dry sound of palm leaves brushing against each other. I stared straight ahead at the tall weeds. I guess I expected the swamp hermit to return, to burst back into view, to attack again. Two white moths fluttered together over the weeds. Nothing else moved.
He was teasing us, he had said. That's all it was. Just teasing.
I swallowed hard. Then I forced myself to breathe normally again. After a while, I lowered my gaze to Wolf. The dog was busily sniffing the ground where the hermit had stood.
Wolf, why didn't you protect me? I scolded.
The dog glanced up, then returned to his sniffing.
Hey, dog, are you a big coward? I asked, brushing at the wet dirt on the knees of my jeans.
Is that your problem? You sound real tough, but you're actually a big chicken? Wolf ignored me. I turned and headed home, thinking about the hermit's warning. As I made my way along the narrow path, I could hear Wolf running through the weeds and tall grass, following close behind.
Watch out for him, the hermit had said. Was he teasing about that too? Was he just trying to scare me?
The strange man saw that Will, Cassie, and I were afraid of him, so he decided to have some fun with us.
That's all it was, I decided.
He heard Cassie call him a werewolf, so he decided to give us a real scare. As I walked along the marshy ground under the shade of the tilted palm trees, my mind spun with thoughts about Cassie and Will and Wolf and werewolves. I didn't see the snake until I stepped on it. I glanced down in time to see its bright green head shoot forward. I felt a sharp stab of pain as its fangs dug into my ankle. The pain jolted up my leg. I uttered a choked gasp before I crumpled to the ground.